Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let's play some music.
when I die, put my ashes in the trash bag. I don't care where they go. Don't waste your money on my gravestone. I'm more concerned about my soul. Everybody's gonna die. Don't everybody live though. Sometimes I look up to the skies and wonder, do you see us down here? Oh Lord.
they turn back too high above to feel the ground below. Oh, we were young back then, when we started out, we were young back then. Oh my love,
Doubt my skills, send me down, sizing me up like a value meal. I'm testing and approving. Okay, well, I hope you all enjoyed the praise and worship part of the service. Amen. All right. Okay. Let's get into the message. Yeah, all right. It's called Seeking God Through Community. See, learn to seek the face of God as the foundation for experiencing the amazing life Jesus died to give us. We have available to us through Christ all the wonders, excellencies, and satisfaction we can fathom. God has granted us grace upon grace, mercy upon mercy, affection upon affection, and love upon love. When we pursue Him through all the avenues available to us, a door is open in which we discover all our Heavenly Father longs to give us. So may you grow in pursuit of God this week as we study various ways we've been given to seek His face. We were not created to go about this life apart from relationship with fellow children of God. Without our brothers and sisters, we will never experience the fullness of life God intends for us. In community, we discover our place in the body of Christ. In community, we learn that we learn what it is to serve out of love, honor, and respect. And in community, we receive the healing and love that can only come from those who share in the same spirit. Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47 says, "And they devoted themselves to the apostles, teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. Any day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the number, day by day, those who were being saved." Acts 2 describes community that my soul longs for. We were made for honest and vulnerable fellowship. We were created to help each other, eat together, worship our God, and love others. Through engaging with fellow believers, we've become a witness to the world of what happens when God works in our hearts of His children. We declare through our love for each other the life and joy that comes from a relationship with the Heavenly Father. Scripture is clear that true community requires sacrifice and vulnerability. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 25 to 26 says, that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. So God's desire is for all His children to humble themselves and live as one body. When one part of physical body hurts, the rest of the body feels pain and works together to heal. God desires it to be the same among the spiritual body of believers. He desires to fill us with His love and use us to provide healing for one another. He longs to guide us to a lifestyle of humility and sacrifice in pursuit of being His hands and feet for each other. It takes receiving the love of God to give love. It requires the work of the Spirit to fill us with the courage to be vulnerable and with our community in order to receive and give the love we've been given in Christ. So you will be a child filled with the love of your Father today. Will you allow God to use you to help a brother or sister? Will you choose a purpose of joy that comes from living sacrificially and vulnerable? Okay, if so, you will discover satisfaction only found in edification that comes from believers loving one another. May you find the fellowship your heart longs for as crazily love for your brother and sisters. So meditate on the importance of community. Allow Scripture to fill you with a desire to love and love by your community. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him who is alone when he falls, and has not another to lift him up. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? And though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him, and threefold cord is not quickly broken." Proverbs Numbers chapter 27, verse 17, iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. So reflect on your needs for community. Where do you need the healing that comes from relationship with others? What people has God placed in your life? How can you, in humility, reach out to them for help? So take time and pray for an increase in God's filled community in your life. How does he want to use to help another person today? How can he lead you out of being courageously vulnerable? If you lack such a thing, ask God to provide you with a type of community to share life with. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. This is James chapter 5, verses 13 and 16 and 19 through 20. Okay? Let him call the elders of the church and let him pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith will save one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has a great power and is working. My brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from the wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. God doesn't ask us to wait for others to step out and live in accordance with his spirit before he calls us to. He will for us doesn't hinge upon others. Obedience, God is calling you to a lifestyle of joyful service, sacrifice, and love regardless of people's initiatives or responses. He longs to fill you with the courage to love others well and help them through their brokenness to a place of honesty and vulnerability. So may you be loving hands and feet of Jesus to your brothers and sisters who so desperately need a touch from God. I highly suggest that you read Philippians chapter 2 and bring this devotional into more light. Amen. All right. Now we can get into the most important question, and that is, do you know Lord Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Or maybe you lack purpose in life and need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something more or worse, such as an addiction to alcohol and drugs, sexual morality, okay, gambling or overeating. Whatever the problem may be, you see, the Lord can take it away, but in order to do so, he has to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long, I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins at Calvary and rose from the dead on the third day. So thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you and the family. Anyway, we've got a clown in the chat room, okay? Yeah, well, anyway. You know, Abba's safety, which is Kent. You know, I'm tired of you. You're such a lying individual. Why don't you go and do something with your life, okay? You're such a liar, okay? Tired of you, okay? You don't work Abba Safety. Whatever, Abba Safety, okay?
Hey, you know what? It's like I tell you. You want to keep doing your shows. These are the things you have to deal with. You know, if you want to do your shows, you're going to put up with this, the lies and the, you know, everything else. So don't read them, do your show, and, I mean, for God's sake, the man said you were chasing bullets in Vietnam. You're not even old enough to have been in Vietnam.
Well, anyway, I'm going to play some more music, okay, because I feel like it. Alrighty. Thank you.
died for his sheep. So out of many nations he's gathered one fold in one faith. And he has built his church on the rock and foundation of faith, on apostles and prophets who shepherd the people in his place.
There is one faith, one hope, and one baptism, and one God and Father of all. There is one church, one body, one life, and the Spirit now giving so freely to all.
He gave to Simon Peter and to all of the 12 the keys of the kingdom so darkness would never prevail. But some of the shepherds had pastured themselves on their sheep, so he had come out against them and scattered his people of faith. But
there is one faith, one hope, and one baptism, one God and Father of all. There is one church, one body, one life in the Spirit now given so freely to all.
One body, one life. From your hands.
I hope you enjoyed tonight's service and tonight's music. Okay, and God bless all you that's in the chat room. May God keep you safe. So anyway, have a blessed night. Bye-bye, all.